Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLove.com show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you are on the line on tonight. We had some technological difficulties, and so I didn't have time to get my music together, but we're here, and so we thank God for another opportunity to be able to just uplift and empower who God is. Amen? Amen. And so on tonight, we're going to have praying with love and power, and then we're going to discuss the power of prayer and some projects that we have coming up and some things about education that is pertinent to the growth of the education system. Okay, so I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And once again, you're listening to AfridaLove.com, and this is our Praying with Love and Power segment. You may have hear a commercial, but we're going to move on with the ministry. All right, so we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And as I'm trying to get everything together because of this technology, all right, so I think we have everything together. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders. His love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens. His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever. Who made the great lights. His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day. His love endures forever. The moon and stars to cover the night. His love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I need for you to get into your prayer position, whatever that is, whatever that looks like. Get into your prayer position because we want to pray unto God. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe that God can remove mountains. We believe that God can bless us to look towards the hills, amen, which cometh all of our help. All of our help comes from God. We believe that God can build bridges. We believe that God can just do miraculous things. We're going to pray for our youth all over this land and country. We're going to pray for our friends in Florida. We're going to pray for those who have lost someone, those who are going through. We're just going to pray for each and every person because that's the purpose tonight, is to pray for every person. Amen. Amen. So get into your positions of prayer, and we're going to go to God. I'm going to dim the lights a little bit because my eyes are a little sensitive to a lot of light. Amen. All right. Okay. I have many different people on the phone. Thank y'all so much. Don't be late tomorrow. Amen. Amen. All right. We want to pray unto God. We're going to put our music on and pray unto God. I'm going to have to turn it up. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength and for continuing to be the Alpha and the Omega within our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your sovereignty. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the individuals that we've been able to empower. We thank you for the individuals whom we just met and connected with. We thank you for the fruit of the spirit, and we thank you for your revelation, and we thank you for blessing us, Lord, to be able to be on this particular platform where we can worship and serve you. We ask that you bless the youth all over this land and country, Lord. We ask that you bless them in their academics, that you bless them in their safety, that you bless them in their relationships, that you bless them in every aspect, every endeavor that they set out to do. Then we ask that you bless those who are going through bereavement, that you bless those in the cities and the states who have experienced tragedies. And we ask that you continue to bless each and every person. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless our minds to be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Help us to continue to give the word of God. Help us to continue to do the will of God. And help us to continue to be about your business. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you for the opportunities. We thank you for the doors that are opening. And we thank you for your divine grace and mercy. And we ask, will we continue to edify who you are and magnify who you are, Lord? Because we know that you're God, and besides you, there is none other. We ask that you bless this particular ministry. Bless us to continue to go forth, and bless each person who's on the line and those who will listen. And we ask that you continue to help us to see the light where we can continue to be beacons and lights of this world, Lord. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight, we ask that you bless each and every situation that we have brought unto you, Lord. We ask that you place your power on the lives of our youth, where they will be successful and prosperous. Would you bless those who are in the hospital and those who are coming out of the hospitals and those who are thinking about going in. Would you bless those who are displaced, disenfranchised, hurt, upset, angry, depressed. Would you bless in a major way, Lord. We ask that we continue to be focused on you. And bless our hearts and our minds to be genuine. Bless our ears to continue to be fine-tuned to hear your revelation and your word. Bless our mouths to speak the word of God. And help us, Lord Jesus, to continue to be faithful unto you. We ask all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. This was the day, of course, that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. My allergies are kind of bothering me today, but God has been too good for me to just say, well, you know, let's do it another day. But what I want you to understand and realize is that there is power in prayer. There is power in believing, and there is power in faith, and there is power in trusting in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is power, and this power is manifested through the faith that we have in God, the faith that God can do everything but fail. And so it's very important that on a daily basis we pray. And the Lord revealed to me a couple of days ago, he said, you know, people, he said our dispositions change with situations. But each and every day our disposition for God should be that of rejoicing and being happy because he is God and he has risen. And the thing about it is that I tell people this all the time, that I've been walking with God for a long time, ever since, as I said before, I was 6 years old probably. And the privilege of walking with God each and every day of my life, I thank God for who he is. And I'm happy because of God. Situations and things, that really doesn't move me. But knowing that God is faithful, knowing that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, every day I'm happy because I know that I serve a true and living God. And so with that being said, God revealed to me to tell the people, to tell us, to remind us, that includes me as well, that victories and defeats and storms shouldn't move us. In everything that we do, God says we should be glad and we should have that disposition of happiness. He says every storm that we go through, God says don't be moved by it. He says in every way be happy. And that's called genuineness. When you can, every day when God blesses us to open up our eyes and for us to be happy, that's genuine love for God. God shouldn't have to bring us out of a storm for us to become happy. He shouldn't have to move mountains for us to have faith in him. God says every day of our lives should be a day of thanksgiving. And so I tell people that all the time. You know, I remember when I was a child, I said when I would win races or win awards, I would be excited, right? And the source was always God in my family, of course, but I would be excited. And as I grew older and began to mature in the Word of God, God says that your happiness, your joy shouldn't be based on anything of this world, whether it's a storm, whether it's you have won a big prize, whatever it is, God says you are moved by the Word of God. Your disposition is the disposition that God has given, which is being steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding. And so each day, from that day forth, when I discovered that, when I was probably a freshman, I realized that my happiness doesn't come from this world. My happiness doesn't come from victories or defeats, nor my sorrow comes from defeats or victories, but it comes from God. And so the happiness that I have, this world, and there's a song, this world didn't give it to me, and this world definitely can't take it away. And so every day of my life, no matter what, my disposition is happy. Because I know that I serve a true and living God, and I know that everything's going to be all right. Because why? We serve a true and living God. So circumstances make me proud, but it doesn't dictate how I feel. It doesn't dictate how I serve God, because I'm going to serve God regardless. So what I'm trying to tell you is God revealed. He said, your job is just to live and be happy. That's your job. That's our job. And so things that happen in this world, it shouldn't be a variable. It shouldn't move us or shake us or cause us abandon our faith in God or cause us to become happy or become any other way that God has not created us. Because God says the hope and joy comes from God. And so every day we should be looking and expecting great things from God. And so, yes, of course, you know, when God blesses, when God does things in our lives, we're happy. But things of this world don't really move me. Because I'm under the unction, I work for God. I'm under the unction of the Spirit of God. And because I'm under the unction of the Spirit of God, then all of my joy comes from God. And so when you look at it, you know, when it's raining, I have sunshine. Amen. When it's cloudy, I have sunshine. And so that's the way life is. And so, you know, things don't move me. You know, of course, yeah, we have emotions, we're happy and all that great stuff. But I'm happy every day because I know that I serve a true and living God. And I know that God is going to see us through. And I say us because God takes care of his sheep, you know. And I told you that I was going to speak to you on tonight because the technology was messing up anyways. But with this particular message, it's very important that you remain focused. Focused on who? Focused on God. You know, we look at things that happen within life. You know, there are a lot of things, a lot of distractions going on within the world. But our joy comes from God. Our hope comes from God. Our peace comes from God. You know, and God says even when you go through a storm, God says you can still have joy on a cloudy day because you know that you're walking with God. You know that God is going to make everything all right. And so the thing that I'm trying to tell all of you is that in life, life is wonderful. You shouldn't spend your life being miserable, worried, none of that. You're going to make yourself sick. You should enjoy your life. And the thing about it is you can't be the recipient. Your attitude and the way you feel can't be a recipient of something that happened, of a cause. And then the effect is how you act. Every day when we wake up, God blesses us to wake up in the mornings. We should be thanking God and happy because of that. And so when we grow in faith, of course, everybody loves victories. Of course, everybody goes through storms and things, but God says those things don't move you because you know that you serve a true and living God. And that's saying, any way you bless me, Lord, I'm satisfied. That holds true. And so God wants us to continue to focus on him. Any distraction, God says, get rid of it. Any distraction, doesn't matter what it is, close your fist. Okay, you want to hold on to some things as tight as you can, and you know that you don't need it. You want to hold on to it. God says, let it go. Open up your hands slightly. And when you do that, then you're free, and you're free indeed. When you learn how to give everything to God, when you learn how to let things go, when you learn how to forgive, when you learn how to, even in your storms, continue to live life, continue to trust in God, because the world's going to do what the world's going to do anyways. So your happiness and your joy or whatever shouldn't be based on what the world does or whatever happened in the world. Your joy should be in God. And so you continue to live and you continue to focus and move forward on what God has assigned you to do. And I'm going to say this again because I have a lot of individuals on the line. And even if I had 5 or 6 individuals, I'm still going to say it. But do not allow anyone to diminish your anointing. This world would do just about anything. This world is excellent. It's just the hearts and minds that are in this world that makes this world sometimes corrupt. But don't let anyone talk you out of your anointing. Don't let anyone make you feel like God has not called you when you know for a fact God has. Don't let anybody prevent you from your anointing. And when we talk about anointing, we're not just talking about spirituality. We're talking about any type of profession. Because when you listen to people and not God, then you go off on the wrong road. People do strange things, you know, and it's very important that you continue to talk to your children, your family about God, because God is our Savior. And, you know, when we make God our choice, we make great choices. You hear what I said? When we make God our choice, when we finally decide, I've decided to make Jesus my choice, we make good choices and decisions. And so it's very important that we do not allow the world to talk us out of the joy and the love of God. Nothing in this world should move you. Okay, nothing should surprise you about this world, right? The only way we're moved is by God. The happiness, all of that, that's nobody but God. Understanding and knowing that I belong to God, and because I belong to God, everything's going to be all right. And so that's the disposition that I have, you know. And so, of course, you know, we love. You know, great things and all that. But I know that my source is God. And so I'm going to continue to remain faithful and continue to trust and believe in God, because God has so much in store and there are so many people that I need to be helping. And so continue to trust in God. I continue to say this. And I know that some individuals who are on this line, I know that there are so many storms lurking around, but the storm is almost gone. And you have to hang in there. You have to keep the faith. You can't allow your storms. You can't allow things in this world to dictate your happiness. You just can't. You can't do it. And so it's very important that you discover those things that make you happy. It's very important. You know, whatever that is, you have to discover what makes you happy. And it can't be anything in his world. It has to be God. You know? You have to make sure your source is God, because God does not change. We change. But God's love for us never changes. And so with that being said, continue to trust in God. Do the will of God. And you can't base your feelings on things that happen in this world. You can't base your feelings or your happiness on people. You have to base it on God. And once we learn to align that with God, then you're going to be okay. You'll be able to make it through your storms. You'll be able to enjoy life because you won't be worried. And it's not saying that, I want to be very clear, it's not saying don't have any emotions. It's not saying that. No, not at all, because that's human nature. But what God is telling us, he says nothing on this earth should separate the love that we have for God. And God says nothing on this earth should move us, should shake our faith. Nothing on this earth should cause us to be happier than if we were trusting and depending on God. Nothing on this earth should cause us to just omit who God is and go about our own ways, because this is the world. And if the world is dictating your thermostat, if the world is dictating your happiness, then we're not really into serving God. Because it shouldn't. You should be able, the way you know that you are trusting and depending on God, and that God is your source of happiness and God is your source of joy, is that when you can just walk right through a storm and keep moving. Amen. So you have to focus, though, and you have to let some things go, some negativity go. You have to focus on God. And when you focus on God, it doesn't mean that you just make the world obsolete. But I'm going back to it, and I'm going to continue to say it, because it's true. And y'all need to understand this. There are some people, and you can finish the sentence, there are some people who want to see you do an excellent job. And there are some people who want to see you fail. And those are usually the people who are talking. They know everything about you and have no idea about their own. You understand? And so it's very important that you learn. We talked about this, to continue to nourish your harvest. We don't control what other people do. If they want to worry, let them worry. You know, but what we have to understand is we have to focus on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have to keep our minds focused, because God wants to do some great things within our lives, but we're too busy, some of us. It's somebody else's harvest that when God gets ready to come bless us, we're not around because we're too busy, busybodies, worried about somebody else, when we need to be at our harvest, taking care of our harvest. Amen. And so it's very important. And we're going to continue to pray for our youth all over this world, all over this land and country. And we're going to continue to do what the Lord would have us to do. Okay? I know that my allergies are, like, really messing up. And so I'm going to give some announcements. Then I'm going to bid you a great morning, actually. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, 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 Facebook at Free to Love. Or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. Or you can connect with me on LinkedIn. Okay? I'm Free to Love. In addition to that, be sure to pray for all of your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for them. Do not forget to pray for each one of them. And then pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. In addition to that, keep trusting and believing in God. And God will take care of you. Be sure to mark your calendars for the Stellars in March, God's will. Also, I have a workshop coming up in April that empowers our youth. So be sure to look out for that. And be sure to just continue to trust and believe in God. I have a couple of individuals who have already inboxed me and texted me. And I want to tell you, I'm answering some of these questions as I'm speaking, but I want to tell you that continue, and I can't say it enough, to focus on God. Continue to be about the business of God. Continue to understand who God is, because God wants to see us be successful. He has plans for our lives, and his plans is for us to prosper. I'm going to say this again as you are inboxing me, because I want you to hear this and I want you to understand this. We live in a great world, but sometimes within this world there are hearts out there who are not in conjunction with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Individuals say they are, but their hearts are far from it. And I'm going to tell you this. There are people, and I can't say it enough, because I don't want any of the love listeners to fall in this category. There are people who do not want to see you succeed. And there are people who do. I never have, and I continue to say this, I never have understood that. I never have understood that concept. I really haven't. But we're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on the people who actually want you to succeed. You have to be able to discern that. You have to be able to know that. And it's very important. Tell individuals all the time, I said it's very important that when you have an organization, when you have a business, that you are confident enough that when you are, especially a nonprofit business or an organization, you are confident enough that you can learn from other individuals and they can learn from you. There is no competition. There is no big eyes, little U's, and you all work as a team. So it's very important, you know, but the truth of the matter, whether we want to accept it or not, is that there are people who want to see you do excellent, well, and there are people who want to see you fail. And the reason why God says that there's no prosperity within their works is because of their disposition towards their brother or sister. We are supposed to want to see people do well, want to see people succeed, want to see people advance. But some people are afraid, right? I never have understood that concept. Never have. Because we all have a purpose. And so because we have a purpose, I think that everybody should bring in their gifts, whatever they're good at. I welcome that. And so when we talk about the biblical terms, the biblical sense, you have to be able to discern and be around individuals who actually want to see you succeed. But there are going to be times when God's going to put you in the presence of your own enemies, and you're going to have to continue to trust in God, and you're going to have to continue to do the work of God, understanding that God has already shown you, right, who the genuine individuals are and those who pretend. Tell people this all the time, because I'm looking at the inboxes, and I said this on the last show. I don't know how to pretend. I don't know how to fake. I'm a genuine person. When I tell you, great job, I'm happy for you, or ooh, that's nice, or God bless you, I really mean it. Because I'm a genuine person. I don't have a reason. I tell people that all the time. I don't have a reason to not want to see someone do well. I don't have a reason to be upset with someone because God has blessed them with something. I don't have a reason for that because God is good to me too. Amen. I like to see people do well. I like to see people have. And that's the type, that's why I'm on this ministry, because we're trying to bring people together genuinely who actually want to see people succeed, who actually want to see people do well. And I'm the type of person, I've never been the, I tell my listeners this is the, I've never been the type of person who, in other words, I never was the type of person who just followed the crowd, never, because I have my own mind, but I work as a team. When we're working on projects and things of that nature, it's very important, but I'm saying when I was in school, because it's very important that you're able to be unique, but in your uniqueness, you have to be able to relate to everybody. So in other words, I could speak to everybody. I didn't have to just be with a group to belong. You see what I'm saying? You have to be able to deal with everybody. That's why I say God is going to bless, and he's going to put you in the presence of your enemies, those individuals, they don't want to see you do well. And you're going to have to continue to do the will of God. And the question is, can you do it? And the answer is, yes, you can. And so you have to understand that serving God is genuine. And serving God sometimes, I'm telling y'all this, and this is on air, you know, serving God sometimes is hard because God says, I don't care what they do. Your job is to continue to be genuine. Continue to do the will of God. And God says, nothing on this earth should move you. Nothing should shake you. Nothing should stop your anointing. Because if you genuinely love me, if you genuinely love God, you're going to keep on in spite of. And that shows the realness of the love of God. And so you get to the point when God is working on you. You get to the point, as I'm looking at these questions, you get to the point where the only thing that really matters is how God feels at the end of the day. That's the only thing that really matters. You shun out everything else. Any type of negativity, you shun it out. You don't even, it doesn't faze you. It doesn't bother you. It's like it's not even there. And you are focused on God. And when you're able to do that, God is able to open up doors where you would not have enough room to receive. He's able to open up windows of opportunities that you never thought that you had. And so it's very important that you understand what are your distractions, what's keeping you from serving God. And sometimes it's just being in somebody else's or at somebody else's harvest, not your own. Sometimes it's just that. And sometimes it's just that you're too busy that you never spend time with God. And God is requiring us to spend some time with Him in the Word of God. And so, in conclusion to all of this, and I still have questions and I'll answer them in a minute, but we're here to please God. And when God begins to work on you, the world becomes secondary. Not as if you just block out the world. No. But it becomes secondary. God becomes a priority. God should have been a priority. And those things that distract you, you let them go. And you learn to discern. And you learn to be what God wants you to be. And it's important. And you have to remember, as I said before, if God has called you, whatever He's called you to do, you need to do it. You need to be found doing it. Because God is not going to take away your gifts, but He's not going to allow you to rest until you use them. And so it's very important that you continue to stay in the will of God. And when you're in the will of God, you can't go wrong because you're listening. You're actually listening to the voice of God. Simple. So, as I said before, you have to learn about discernment. You have to learn to let some things that's hindering you from serving God, you got to learn to let some of those things go. And you have to learn how to be steadfast and unmovable. The world shouldn't make you happy. And what I mean by that, when I said that, was circumstances within the world that happened shouldn't cause you to, shouldn't change your position, your disposition. You know, some of you are just naturally happy. Some of you are just naturally sad, and that has to change. And I just received the inbox from one of you that some of that has to change. At some point in your life, you're going to have to turn your thermostat to God, and you're going to have to allow God to control your emotions. Ask that. I mean, that's a prayer. Ask God to control your emotions. And when God blesses you to wake up in the morning, you should be happy because He didn't have to do it, but He did. And so, you know, if you are, you know, if you had a disposition where you just, you know, the world is controlling your life. The world is controlling how you feel. You know, it depends on what happens in the world. It depends on situations. It depends on storms. No. I'm moved by God. And when we talk about that, we're talking about the disposition. And every day, we're not saying that, you know, everything's just funny, 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 but you should have joy within your heart. And you should continue to move forward because God continues to bless in spite of. Some of you are not even functioning in your gift, but God blesses in spite of. And so when God blesses us to wake up in the mornings, in spite of, we should be excited. Amen? Because God didn't have to do it, but He did it. Amen? Amen. So when you look at the different aspects, then you understand that God is over everything. That's the secret. He's over everything. I have 400 individuals on this line, and I have all these questions, and none of you ask these questions online, but that's okay, because I'm covering it while I'm talking. You have to learn how to, when you wake up in the morning, it's God's will. You have to learn how to be happy because of God, not because of whatever or whoever. You have to be happy because of God, because everything in this world temporary. And so your happiness is going to fluctuate. They call it bipolar. It fluctuates because people make you happy. You know, things make you happy. What about God? God stays the same. So when you wake up, you know you have God. That's a given. And so that's where the joy comes from. When we talk about stress, when we talk about anger and all these things, it shouldn't be because of the world. It should be because you want to do better. And you're thinking, how can I do better? That's where your stress comes from. But we don't do stress either. We let God take care of whatever God take care of. Amen? So this world shouldn't be controlling your thermostat. If you happy, you happy because of God. You know? And you can walk right through. God says you can walk like a giant right through your storm and keep it moving. And keep praying to God and trusting in God and believing in God. Every day is not going to be sunshine. You're going to have some cloudy days. You're going to have some storms. You're going to have some tornadoes. You're going to have some hurricanes. You're going to feel like you was on a seesaw. But guess what? God always take care of you. But you have to be able to. God says you have to be able to walk through those things, those storms. Some of you, you want to go into ministry, and you faint. You give up when a storm comes. You get all worried. You get depressed and stressed. For what? God's going to take care of you. If you just have to be stressed because you want to do better for God. Don't be stressed because of this world. This world is temporary. And this world shouldn't be controlling your emotions anyways. Only God and you, you know? So it's very important. It's very important. And then you have to focus. Some of you are focusing on the wrong thing. You're worried about what people are saying. What, it doesn't matter. You focus on the positive things in your life, and you keep it moving forward. I've already told you 1,000 times. Somebody just put another inbox. I told you 1,000 times. There are people that genuinely want to see you do well, and there are people who don't, and you have to accept it. As I said before, there is nothing fake. Nothing fake within me. I'm going to come at you real. And the thing about it is, like I said, when you learn how to rejoice in someone else's successes, God begins to bless you because you're maturing in the faith of God. When you're able to be honest, when you're able to do all of those things, you are maturing. We're maturing in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God says when you can continue to walk through that storm, and I mean the winds and the rain is coming down. When you're able to do that, you know that God is your guide. God says it's just like when you're walking through the valley, when you have a lot of trees and you can't see your way, but you're walking because you know you're going somewhere. You know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. God says, oh, yeah, you ready. You can't faint at everything that occurs with this world. You can't give up. You can't become afraid. You have to keep it moving and say, Lord, I trust you, and keep living and keep enjoying life until that stress bye-bye. You have to tell stress today, tonight, you got to go. Now, if you just want to be stressed, then make it that you want to be stressed. Not that this world, somebody made you stressed. That's crazy. Right? And so, that's just how it is. You know, but as I said before, we have to have these meaningful discussions because I know a lot of you are inboxing and texting and things of that nature. But it's very important that you understand that God wants to see you do well. And that, for sure, we know. We know that God wants to see us do well. So because we know that, we need to be led, and we need to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what we need to do, okay? So I'm going to talk about our education initiative, all right? Now, we've been studying multicultural education a lot, right? We've been studying it. And we're going to have some more sessions on multicultural education because it's very important, as I said before, that we understand and acknowledge the differences of this world. It's very important. Different learning styles. A lot of people want to call it differentiation. You know, I'm differentiating. But the students learning in their concept of what you're teaching is not differentiating within their minds. So we need to take it a step further. How can we differentiate this particular lesson within their minds where they will understand? And it's simple. All you have to do is draw connections, right? Draw connections. And so that's what you have to do with that. But we want to make sure that on the 21st, that if you're in Central Texas, come to the conference, bring the youth to the conference. It's very important. We're going to talk about self-esteem. And when we talk about self-esteem, we're talking about these particular things that we're talking about. The components that God is talking about, which is being able to control your emotions, being able to walk through those storms with confidence, knowing that you are a child of God. We need to teach the children that. Being able to hear the voice of God and being able to, in other words, shut down all the negativity within your own mind. And finally, being able to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, it's hard to love anybody else and it's hard to enjoy life. You know, you have to love yourself. And I don't mean arrogantly, but you have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of who you are, and you have to be who you are. It's very important. And so, with that being said, as I said before, don't allow anyone to take away your anointing. Don't allow anyone to pretend like they're perfect, because they're not. God loves everybody. And so it's very important that you allow God to control your emotions and not the world. Because the world will have you having a bipolar disorder. And when people say that, you know, their moods change, I said, that's not God. That is not God. I said, you're allowing people, situations, circumstances, whatever, to change your disposition. If you just stay with God, you'll be fine. Every day is not going to be Sunday, right? But those days that aren't Sunday, God's going to see you through. You know, and so it's very important that we don't have a bipolar spirit, a bipolar attitude. We're happy one day, and then the next day, you have no idea who the person is because they allow their emotions to be controlled by situations. And so someone asked, how do I get to that point? How do I get to the point where I'm able to discern and I'm able to let things go and I'm able to focus on God and negativity don't bother me? It doesn't bother me. How do I get to that point? You get to that point through faith, studying the Word of God and being in the Word of God. And when you're in the Word of God, you will find yourself praying more. You will find yourself more victorious. You will find yourself, it won't even faze you. It's like, okay, it won't faze you at all because you know that God is in control. You know that God is over you. I tell people all the time, I said, I'm working for God. I'm on God's team. I tell people everywhere I go, I said, I'm on God's team. I said, I am on God's team. I was talking to a couple of professors. I was in a forum, and I was talking to some professors. We were talking about some of the classes. And I said, within that forum that we created, I told them about the theory of relativity and the theory of theology and all that great stuff, but one of the things I said is, you know, I'm on God's team. And when I'm on God's team, I said, that's a bad team. Amen. What I mean by that, I mean it's powerful. I believe in prayer. I believe that God can remove mountains. Amen. And anything that God asked me to do to uplift the kingdom, I'm going to do it. I decided a long time ago that I was going to make Jesus my choice. So I tell people all the time, I said, I'm on God's team. And so, you know, I'm on assignment. God is, he's been, you know, we have time to talk. And, you know, I really wish y'all would chime in because y'all asking a lot of questions and we need to talk, but I understand. But God has been excellent to me. God has been more than I could ever imagine. And one of the things that God has taught me is God says, this world does not supply all of your needs. You didn't read that in the Bible. He says, I supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory. And I made a commitment to God. I said, Lord, I'm going to work for you. Whatever God has for me to do in the harvest, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. Because God has been good. He's been excellent. In the faith of a mustard seed, the faith of understanding who God is exceeds my expectations because God is everything. And so everywhere I go, any opportunity, because we have some colleagues and we all get together and we all talk, I've changed my circle. Changed a lot of things. And we all talk. We're talking about theology and being on the team of God. And it's a wonderful feeling because being on the team with God is like God is the star. And because God is the star, God allows his sheep to shine. And when I say that, he allows us to be a light of the world. He allows us to be able to help people and to be able to empower people to keep keeping on. And so I like being on God's team. I told God, I said, I never want to be off your team. Never. I have to be on your team forever. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep working for God. I'm going to keep trusting and believing in God. And God is going to see us through. Amen. And so you have to understand that storm shouldn't shake you. It's just a storm. It's not a tornado. And when you experience a tornado, guess what? Be thankful that it's not a hurricane. And when you have a hurricane, be thankful it's not a tsunami I'm talking about. make, you know, so you just have to be thankful. And so, you know, it's not the end of the world when you go through a storm. It's not the end of the world, you know, when life happens. It's not, because God always has you. So don't ever think it's the end of the world. You know, we have people who, they jump off the deep edge. They go off the deep edge, and they hurt themselves or others. It's not the end of the world. God says that there's more than one door, but there's only one God who can open multiple doors. And so you have to understand that it's not the end of the world. It's really not. And so you have to continue. You have to learn. One of the things that we talk about is you have to learn how to continue to live and continue to move and to continue to have your being and continue to walk through the storm. You might need an umbrella, several umbrellas. You might slip and fall. Get back up. Keep walking, baby. It's just a storm. It's going to have to go away soon, sooner or later. You know, you can't. In other words, you can't be moved by this world. You just can't. And knowing what I just told you guys, that everybody is not of God. Everybody don't want to see you succeed. And so you have to learn how to walk through those storms, trusting and praying to God. You have to learn to keep your ears open to God and your eyes focused on God. And it's called discipline. If you continue to listen to negativity and continue to waste time with foolishness, you're never going to get your harvest to where you need it to be. And you're going to be in the same predicament. And you're not going to be moving like God wants you to move. And so it takes time. I'm going to tell you like this. It takes time to be able to to walk through a storm with a smile. Genuinely, it's nothing made up, because you know that God is in control. And it takes a pretty strong person to do it. But every day you got to practice your faith, man. You have to practice your faith every day. You have to practice your faith. You have to exercise your faith every single day until you get strong. And when you get strong, it don't even matter, because you know that whatever, God is going to always take care of you. Whatever betide, God is going to always take care of you. And so when you get to that point where you can let things go, where things don't bother you, negativity doesn't bother you, you're on the right track. Stay in the Word of God. You know, be careful what you pray for. I'm going to tell you what I did. I prayed to God. I said, God, I said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And I said, I want to be working for the kingdom of God. I said, and I want to do the will of God. I said, I want to grow as a person so that I can continue to give knowledge to people. And I was just praying to God. And I said, I want to do this, and I want to. And guess what? Every single thing I asked God, God blessed me. Now I'm saying, Lord, dear Lord, for all of the doors you've opened, I say, now teach me, Lord, amen, how to balance all of these blessings, amen. I asked God that. And so that's what we are. So God is teaching me how to balance all these blessings. But God is good and he's faithful. And so be careful what you ask for, because God will supply. And I tell you, I told God, I said, Lord, I said, I'm going to do my best at everything that you have authorized for me to do. And with that, I said, Lord, I said, I want to change my mindset, and I want to be around productive people. I want to be amongst productive people who are doing something. I want to be around positive people. And God started sending people. And we have prayer groups. We have study groups as far as the studying the Word of God. I have a group with a couple of professors all over the world, consultants all over the world. And we're still making connections. And these are people who are business-oriented, people who want to see people do well, people who have already made it, some of them already made it, and they're just helping others along the way, and some who are trying to get there. And so you have to be real careful when you ask God for something. You ask God to open up all these doors, and God does. Then you have to learn how to organize, prioritize, all of these things. But God is good and he's faithful. So continue to pray to God. Ask God for what you want, you know. But be ready for it, because God will provide. All the time God comes through. Every single time God always comes through. So be prepared. And remember, learn how to. You have to learn how to focus on God at all times. Amen? Amen. All right, so I think I answered most of your questions. I'm getting ready to go to bed, but I really appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in. And continue to pray one for another. Continue to listen to AfritaLove.com, but we're on BlogTalkRadio.com. Remember to continue to pray to God, ask God for what you want, and God shall provide it. Amen? Amen. God will provide it. But there's a catch. Be ready. Be ready for whatever God provides. Amen. And be ready to prioritize as well. All right? All right. Thank y'all so much for listening, and have a blessed night. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love.